So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast. You are so beautiful. Like, how often do you hear that? A day, a week, a month, even a year? I know there can be sometimes, like even as a single chick, like you may not have said it to yourself. You may not have had compliments from your friend or from, I don't know, your nearest and dearest. Like, if you're married and stuff, I get it. Your husband probably or hopefully should be telling you that you're beautiful every day. But when you're single, sometimes there's been times I can count, like on my right hand, like how many times I've heard it. Not saying that I'm living to have people tell me I'm beautiful, but sometimes you just need to remind yourself whose child you are, how beautiful you are. And that's not just about looks. Now, you know me, I'm not just into like looks and hair and wig and stuff like that, even though I love that stuff. But it's all about like how beautiful is your heart, and that should just automatically exude through you. Just should be just like seeping through your pores. So the focus scripture I want to kind of sit on today is in, come with me, in Song of Songs chapter 4 verse 7, where it says, "You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you." And can you imagine? This is what God thinks of you daily. You are created in God's image. No one else is. Not Instagram or Facebook, all the different things. Even Instagram, the people on Instagram don't even look like the image that they show you. But you look like God. And that's what I always remind myself. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I don't look good. I haven't done my makeup. I haven't got my hair done. I'm just feeling a bit down, feeling not slim, not hitting my target weight. And you just don't feel good. I 100% get that. But allow God to tell you daily, rather than waiting for the ears or for the mouth of some man on the street to tell you, yo, Bibs, you look good, you know. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't need to live for that. Allow God to give you compliments daily. And I found that taking a scripture or some, particularly in songs, like, because we're all talking about beauty and stuff, gives you so many dear and heart rendering compliments, you know. I love it. So I was just saying today, just let God romance your heart daily and tell you what a smoking hot spiritual hard-working phenomenal woman you are. Because sometimes you may not feel it, you may not think it, you've done something wrong, and then you condemn yourself to hell and stuff like that. I've been there. But God wants to tell you, God's got grace, he's got mercy, of course. If you're in sin, confess your sin, repent, move on. But God wants to tell you how beautiful you are. And just sometimes as women, you can just feel down. You're not that size, you're not married, you're not all the different knots. Do you know what I mean? You've not got this job, you've not got that car, you're not all the different knots. But don't worry about all the different knots. Remember who you are and what you do have, which is God's beauty inside of you. Because I know at times, I've said this already, like going weeks, months, you don't even hear a compliment, but God is there to compliment you each day if you just look into his word. Like, God wants you to know so much how beautiful you are daily, so you don't have to compare yourself, as I said, like to the girls online and stuff. Just compare your heart to God's heart and look into his heart mirror check daily in the scriptures. And if you want to have that compliment, just to know that you're beautiful, I say pick a key psalm, or pick a song, part of the Song of Songs, which tells you, you know, you're altogether beautiful. There's no flaw in you. So that is a secure reminder that, okay, you may not have the six pack, your thighs may not be slim, you may not have, I don't know, that, well, no one really has that Kim Kardashian mum, because not even she has it, because she bought it in the shop, but leave that aside. But you know what I'm saying? Just remember, because a lot of times women can be body shamed for, you know, you put on weight after you've had a kid, or your age change, or you're on your hormones change, or you're on medication, all these different things. Like, body shaming can be so awful, like, for women, can be really detrimental even to your mind, and just make you think, is God even there? It's a different, men don't really get body shamed in that way, do you know? It's almost like a joke for men. But for women, it can be so detrimental. It can be like you just feel like you're not even a person because you're not the key weight, or you've put on loads of weight over the lockdown, or whatever it is. But remember, okay, always be a healthy weight, because your body is a temple, right? It's the only one body you've got to get you all the way through life. So look after it and it will look after you. And always remember that you're created in God's image, my dear, and you are beautiful. So I wanted to say, so every time I'm going to give like a podcast, there's going to be a little action, not just sitting having a bit of a chat. So the action today is, I was thinking of an action to be based on this scripture, and the whole thing I'm saying is just to remind yourself how beautiful you are daily. Do it daily. You brush your teeth daily. You wash yourself daily. You read your Bible daily. You pray daily. Remind yourself that you're beautiful daily. Right? God wants to tell you this daily from his word. So I say, pick a scripture and memorize it. So for me, like sometimes when I'm feeling down, feel mash up, like if the wig ain't working and the makeup ain't right and all that stuff, I just pick like one of the songs. There's so many scriptures you can go to in, you know, you've got Sarah who's beautiful. You've got, there's so many people you can go through who's beautiful. But I love this one in songs that I've just read, you know, about, you know, you're altogether beautiful. So that means every part of you, even if you've got your mashed up toe, you've got bunions, corns, whatever, all of that is beautiful. And you're God's darling. That's the most, one of the most precious words that you can be to. Of course, obviously you go in the hair shop, the man's always like, darling, darling, I give you this, darling, 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 you want a wig, you want, but not that type of darling, but a true love, precious, genuine of the word darling. And there's no flaw in you. So always remember, you may have stretch marks, you may not, your tummy may not be a six pack, your legs may not be the size they want, you may not be tall enough, whatever, but altogether, you are beautiful, you are God's darling, and there's no flaw in you. So pick a scripture. If you want to take that one song of songs, get it, memorize it, write it down, put it in your car, put it in your phone, put it in your Bible, write yourself a little heart love note so you can have that. Whatever it is that you can do to make sure you remind yourself daily, put in your bathroom when you're brushing your teeth, can remind yourself how beautiful you are. And another thing as well, self-care is priority before you care for everybody else. Because you know they always give this thing like you can't go and don't put other people's gas masks on in a plane until you put your first and put your own one on first. So just even like caring and loving for others, you could be a mum of one, two, none, or a single chick, or you've got a husband, whatever it is your situation, right? Self-care is your priority. It's not selfish. It's not selfish, right? Because you cannot care for someone sufficiently unless you've actually recharged your own battery. Do you know what I mean? So do one piece of self-care a day, or pick a time in a week where you can sit down and say, that's my hour for foot spa. So say, for example, just a day, just rubbing the sides of your temple, you know, or painting your nails, doing your eyebrows, writing your quiet time notes in a luxurious pen. I mean, showers are kind of quicker if you, like, once a week have a, you know, those bath bombs, you get them from the shop, a bath bomb, you put it in the bath and it's like, psh, and it gives like, you know, Epsom salts and stuff. Give yourself that self-care, whatever one thing you can do each day. But if you can't do a little thing each day, do have like one day a week where I schedule for me like once a week where I have self-care Sundays. You do self-care Saturdays, whatever day you can put in, even if it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. Do one thing to really care for yourself, whether it does your nails or you give yourself a hot oil massage, or you get the foot spa thing, or I don't know, you read a poem, you have a frothy hot chocolate, something to just really self-care yourself. Because women work hard. You're either serving the children, the husband, at church, at work, you're doing, going. But sometimes you need to stop, because that is where you're going to really hear God's still quiet voice in your heart. And he wants to tell you, you are beautiful. In all of the 101 things you do, you are beautiful. But you need to self-care yourself. Self-care is not selfish. It's not selfish. So don't listen to what anybody says. Self-care is key so that you can serve others effectively. You know, there's no way you can go and serve people at a banquet and you're dead to hunger. It's not going to work. You eat your dinner before you go and serve at the banquet. You know, that's the best way to do it. So I hope that this scripture, what I've said, has helped you. Find a scripture that works for you. And if you need more help, you want to know how to dig deeper in the Bible to find out how God really truly sees you as beautiful every single day, please DM me on whichever platform you're listening to me on for a Bible study, or you can email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. So let's sit down, go for a Bible study so you can really see the heart that God is trying to remind you of, nurture in you, remind you of your beauty, you know? So if you really want to dig deep this week, this year, this month, whatever it is, and you want to get to know this God who tells you that you're beautiful daily without even wanting anything back. Lady, my friend, my dear, you're listening, message me and let's set up a time to study the Bible. So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment and subscribe after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.